Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Animal Liberation Front mink farm raid in Iowa. The North American ALF press office received the following communique. The Animal Liberation Front is claiming responsibility for the liberation of 2,000 to 3,000 mink from the Misty Moonlight Mink Ranch in Waverly, Iowa, owned by Nick DeMuth in the early morning hours of August 18th. Two sides of a perimeter fence were cut away and five sheds emptied. No cage was left unopened. This raid is the ALF's latest effort to liberate all non-human captives from torture, confinement, and murder. This marks the sixth raided fur farm in Iowa. Of these, three have closed forever. This campaign to rescue Iowa's victims of science and agriculture will continue until every animal confinement operation is empty and every slaughterhouse is burned to the ground. In the fight for the freedom of these animals, all is justified. To echoing screams of the living and images of the dead, we raise our bolt cutters for their freedom. By any means, for their lives, we lay down our own, Animal Liberation Front, and we thank the Frontline Information Service for that story. Prior timber sales spiked in Oregon. The following anonymous communique was received by Cascadia Forest Defenders. In order to defend the delicate ecosystem of the Salmon Creek and Salt Creek watersheds, a small autonomous group of individuals took action at the prior timber sale. Dozens of trees in each of the sale units were spiked with both 50 and 60 penny nails. In several instances, scattered throughout the units, non-metallic spikes were used in order to elude metal detectors. All spikes were placed at a variety of heights on the tree, high and low. This action took place several months ago after the contract for Pryor was officially awarded to Roseburg Forest Products and Scott Timber. We chose to delay the announcement of this action until logging was imminent. The safety of all workers now rests in the hands of Roseburg Forest Products and their partner in crime, the U.S. Forest Service. This 250-acre timber sale is located along the Eugene to Pacific Crest Trail, Aubrey Mountain, and a roadless area near Hickletooth Mountain in what is known as the Willamette National Forest. Pryor is also adjacent to the Bunchgrass Ridge roadless area and the infamous Warner Burn. Much of the Pryor area has been naturally regenerated by fire in the last 200 years. Some trees survived the fires and are now 400 years old. All but one of the sale units is previously unharvested native forest. We will make sure it remains that way. Wildlife that would be affected by logging activity here include the northern spotted owl, peregrine falcon, red-legged frog, and the elusive wolverine. Species including bull trout and Chinook salmon historically existed here, and one day we hope they will thrive again. Companies such as Roseburg Forest Products are destroying our planet for profit. We will no longer be complacent observers. We will stand in the way of greed at every step. We will not rest until the greedy machines of destruction cease to exist. We are everywhere. And that news is from the Cascadia Forest Defenders webpage of August 9, 2002. News about tree sits in California and Oregon. Two tree sitters are defending a forest on steep slopes directly over a steelhead stream near Corralitos, California, in the Ramsey II Timber Harvest Plan against Redwood Empire, a private land logging company. Penelope and Blackbird have been up since August 16th. Two more tree sits are located in the Clooney Gulch area, just a few feet off Greenwood Heights Road, in the Freshwater Creek watershed in Humboldt County, California. Remedy 27 and Wren 26 have been sitting in two ancient redwoods within shouting distance of each other in an active timber harvest plan to halt clear cutting. Several members of the Cottage Grove community, along with support from Cascadia Forest Defenders of Eugene, Oregon, constructed a tree sit at the Blodgett Timber Sale located in the Bryce Creek watershed of the Cottage Grove Ranger District in the Umpqua National Forest in Oregon. We want to thank Santa Cruz Earth First, Daryl Cherney, and Cascadia Forest Defenders for this update. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go